I remember when I was younger seeing a cartoon of some sort. It was, I think I saw it once as an animated cartoon and maybe also in another comic strip or something like that. But the joke goes that there is a character looking for something. They've lost something and they're along a street in a town or a city and they're looking for this thing. And you can tell that they're getting frustrated that they can't find what it is that they're looking for. Finally, another character comes up and says, "Hey, what you doing?" "Oh, I lost my ring or a coin or some sort of lucky thing." And guy says, "Well, I'll help you." "Okay." So they're looking, they're both looking. And then another person shows up and same story. "What are you doing?" And "Hey, can you help me look for this lost ring?" "Oh, sure." So little by little, more and more people are gathered looking for this lost ring, this lost object. Finally, one of the characters says to the original one, the one who lost it, says, "Well, where exactly were you when you last had it with you?" "Oh, I was over there in that really dark alley, but over here the lighting's better, so I'm looking for it over here." And so sometimes we are looking for things in the wrong place. Sometimes, this is a kind of a silly example of somebody who knew that they were looking in the wrong place, but still looking. But sometimes we don't even realize that we have been looking in the wrong place. Maybe we're looking for something in all the usual places that we would expect to find it. But then finally, on a whim, we happen to find it in a place that we never would have even thought to look for it in the first place. We've been looking for it all in the wrong places. But it finally comes. Yes. So we are looking for those things. Looking for whatever it is that we are missing. And the same can be true in our faith life. Sometimes we are missing something in our faith. Maybe we don't even realize what it is that we are missing. Maybe we don't even realize that we're searching. But we are looking for it all the same. Sometimes the what it is that we need, we don't even quite fully realize. There was a saint in the early centuries of the church named Saint Augustine of Hippo. And Saint Augustine, if you don't know his story, he was into all sorts of different things. He wasn't baptized Christian as an infant. He wasn't baptized until later in life. And he started out life just really searching for things. He knew he was looking for something, but he didn't know what. And so St. Augustine tried all sorts of different religions, different philosophies, trying different things. And he was known in his time as a great orator. And he would speak at different things and speak at length of various topics, basically looking for what it was that he needed in his life. All along, if you know St. Augustine's story, you know that his story is not complete without his mother, St. Monica, who herself was Catholic and kept praying for him. I imagine that St. Monica was just sort of looking, just kind of watching her son kind of go back and forth, trying this thing, looking at over this things, and she's just kind of at home continuing to pray for him, and like, he'll be back. And so if any of you have a family member that you're hoping will come back to the church, always remember to give St. Monica a prayer, asking for her prayers for our loved ones. But as I said, St. Augustine kept looking and looking, and finally he realized he was missing the faith. He was missing his Christian faith. And so he converted, he was baptized, was ordained a priest, a deacon, a priest, a bishop, and became one of the great doctors of our church. And at one point, after his conversion, St. Augustine wrote his autobiography. It's known today as the Confessions of St. Augustine. But it was basically his autobiography. And he writes it as a prayer. He says, Lord, our hearts are restless until they rest in you. Our hearts are restless until they rest in you. He finally realized that this restlessness that he was feeling, this frustration of not having everything complete, was because he was restless for God. He was restless for Jesus. And so he was looking for all that, but he was looking in the wrong places. He was looking in the wrong things for what it was that his heart was restless for. And so we can, I think, many of us relate in different ways when we don't realize what it is that we really need. We ourselves are looking for the right thing, looking for what is missing in our hearts. A more modern take on it is that sometimes it's said that we have a God-shaped hole in our hearts. And so we're always looking for something to fill that hole. But God is the only one who can do it. And so we need to turn to him. But again, as I've been saying, sometimes we look in those wrong places for those other things, as just as St. Augustine did, just as that character in that cartoon that I was talking about before. Of course, in this case, we're not missing Jesus. It's not really that we've lost our Jesus and that we're looking like, where are you, Jesus? You know, and we're not going to pray the St. Anthony prayer looking for Jesus, looking for our lost Jesus. But we are still without something. Maybe it is that we ourselves have wandered away, that Jesus hasn't wandered away, but, excuse me, a little cough in there. Sometimes we still are missing him, and so we need to get back to him. But we're the ones who have gone missing. The first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles talks about, of course, the ascension itself. It describes how the apostles are all with Jesus outside of Jerusalem, and they see him rise to heaven on a cloud. They're all kind of left, you know, can you just imagine? I'm all looking up in heaven, their mouths kind of hanging open at what they have just seen. And an angel tells them, men of Galilee, why are you looking up in the heavens? Our Lord has gone to heaven. He will come back in the same way. He's basically telling them, don't bother looking for him up there. You're not going to see him up there. You know, we need to continue with our lives to prepare for his coming again. That he has gone to prepare a place for us, to show us the way to heaven. Now, in no way were the apostles without Jesus. They didn't, again, just like I said, when we haven't actually physically lost our Jesus. The apostles aren't mourning the loss of Jesus again. Rather, they are invigorated to go out and tell others about what they have experienced, to tell others about what Jesus has done. The gospel today reminds us that Jesus is with us, that he hasn't left us, that he hasn't abandoned us. Jesus says, behold, I am with you always until the end of the age. So, again, Jesus has never left us. Never left the apostles. He never left us. But sometimes we do need to make that effort again, to come back to him, to be with him, to know that he is with us and will lead us to the glory of heaven.